Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2395. Your belongings should help you live in the present, by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to get right to our Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. Your belongings should help you live in the present, by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. Many times we make decisions on what to keep based on the past or the future without considering too much the effect our things have on our present life. As you work through your decluttering, consider your present situation and what the items do for us right now. There are those of us who live in the past. They reminisce about the good old days, back when we were kids, in my college days, before I became a parent, when I didn't have to adult. Those were the good times. That's when I wore this. That's when I used this. That's when I acquired this. I had so much fun with this. Maybe you went backpacking back then, but it's been 15 years since you went backpacking, and now you're an avid paddleboarder. In fact, you have plans this weekend to get out on the lake, which means all those backpacking supplies belong to your past self, not the present self. There are those of us who live in the future. All week, they anticipate the weekend. All the plans are coming. I'll deal with that next week. Next year will be better. When the kids are out of the house, I'm going to blank. When I retire, I will fill my days with blank. Yes, life will be better then. This weekend, I will do things. Next year, I will take a watercolor class. When the kids are out of the house, I'll travel. When I retire, I will pick up gardening. The future is always full of possibilities, but you've been intending to take watercolor classes for the last 6 years, back when you bought all the supplies. In fact, you just shuffled them from one closet shelf to another so you can reorganize your space and make everything fit better, which means all those watercolor supplies belong to your future self, not the present self. We need to keep things that help us live in the present. Minimalism really means to take a good hard look at all the things in our life and decide if they are assisting us or hindering us. There is no right or wrong, but everything we keep in our lives needs to be serving you in the present. The tea set you have, but it's been stashed in the garage for years, it's not serving you. The cake decorating set that you got when the kids were little, but you've been buying all your birthday cakes for years now, it's not serving you. The 5-inch heels that were so stinking cute, but have dust on them because in the last 7 years, you haven't had an occasion to wear them, they're not serving you. The things in our house aren't sitting there benign. All those things are actually holding you back. It seems harmless enough to let the backpacking gear sit in the garage. It's not really in the way and out of sight, out of mind, right? But the truth is, all the things that we aren't using require something of us. Maybe that's the effort it takes in rearranging, shuffling it from one area to another. Maybe that's the mental inventory you keep in your mind of all the things you own or all the things that need to be dealt with. When we leave things piled up in different places around our home, it distracts us because it's all visual clutter, but it also reminds us of all the decisions we still need to make. Every time you see the watercolor supplies, you're reminded that that is something you want to do, but you haven't made it a priority to do yet, and that's exhausting. Clutter is getting in the way of living in the present. When you look up the word assist, the opposite of it is obstruct. And that, my friends, is what clutter does. We spend our time managing the stuff in our home instead of spending our time doing things we enjoy. How many more weekends could we spend on the lake paddleboarding if we never needed to clean out the garage? How many nights could you spend relaxing with watercolors if you never needed to reorganize that hall closet? It's not a magical transformation. It takes intent. When I decided to embrace minimalism, I thought everything would fall into place. I wanted to be more present with my husband and my children. I knew I was always distracted and would flit around from one unfinished project to another. Because of that, working towards minimalism did take me quite some time. But when I finally got to the point where my home was easy to take care of and was serving me well, I didn't just automatically want to sit and spend time with the people I loved. I had been acting like a ping pong ball my entire life, and didn't matter if I got rid of all the stuff, I was still bouncing around. That definitely was a disappointment, but I had learned to make decisions and deal with clutter, so I set out to learn to sit still and be present. Set up things that assist you in living in the present. Minimalism isn't just about getting rid of things. It's also about putting things in place in your life that help you accomplish what you want. If you want to be more present with your family, block off a couple of hours a week to do something together. Turn your phone off. Turn off the screens. Plan an activity that you can do together. If you want to grow as a Christian, put it in your daily schedule. Make it a routine to read and pray in the morning. Sure, maybe that means getting up 10 minutes earlier, but if you want to grow, you have to make it a priority. If you want to go somewhere, you actually have to take the steps. Let's stop allowing life and our stuff to happen to us. Instead, look to the direction you want to go and start walking. Let go of the things holding you back. Schedule in the things that you want to be a priority. You just listened to the post titled, "Your Belongings Should Help You Live in the Present" by Rachel Jones of nourishingminimalism.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Rachel. It's a good point that we don't often think about the present moment or current times really when considering whether or not we need items. The just-in-case mentality comes to mind when thinking about the future and if we should hold on to something. That's one of the reasons why I like one minimalism tip in particular, which is to simply box the item and keep it out of sight for a year. Yes, that's a long time, but then you actually get to see whether or not you're truly holding on to something for false reasons. You might think, oh, I'll wear this in the winter, but winter comes and goes and you didn't wear it. Well, you'll come back to that box 1 year later, see that it's unopened, and you didn't need those items. And it makes it so much easier to give it away or trash it, recycle it, or sell it. So that's one little tip you can use in your day-to-day life if you're really struggling to part with some items, but want to give it a try. Let me know how it goes, and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.